music from High Desert Harps. I'd like to introduce Linda Larkin. She is the founding director of High Desert Harps and Katie Cosgrove, harp player. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So you have a harp concert coming up this Sunday, the 7th of December at Collected Works Bookstore from 2 to 5, and another event the following Friday, the 12th, at the Palace of the Governors, Christmas in the Palace at 5:30. Now, harp music, I mean, it seems like such an amazing instrument to learn to play. How did each of you start playing the harp?
I'd say it's a calling. The harp speaks to you, and you hear the call, shoot. I mean, it's like, why did you move to Santa Fe?
Really?
It's a calling to me.
And so you were a little kid, and one day you heard harp music, and you said, this is for me?
No, I have a career as a pianist in Houston, and I started studying piano at age 3 or something. But I just took up the harp, 16 years ago.
So it was sort of an outgrowth of your work as a musician.
Yes, and looking around Santa Fe, there are a lot of piano players, and I'd had several listening experiences that really attracted me to the harp, and I don't know, I love a new adventure, a new challenge, so I just got a beautiful harp and went for it.
Now, how did the skills that you had, the sort of manual dexterity and everything that you had from playing the piano, translate and not translate into playing the harp?
Keyboard is the best background to go into harp. So that's what I did. And then I started studying with Rosalind Simpson here, who just passed on pretty recently, and she was a glorious harpist, concert harpist. So, the concert harp, the one you will see and hear at the symphony, that instrument did not interest me. I play folk harp, which is also called lever harp, because we use levers to get sharps and flats, which makes a lot of the classical repertoire really challenging. But there's so much repertoire. Classical, medieval, Renaissance, Baroque, there's so much that works on the harp. We just have a huge repertoire without even getting into the Celtic, which much of that just fits harp hands like a glove. I mean,
harp hands?
Yes, harpy hands. Because you do some weird and wonderful things with your hands that are very different from any other instrument I'm familiar with.
Interesting. So you take music that's written for other instruments and transcribe it and arrange it for the harp?
I do that some, but mostly there is enough of a renaissance of folk harp now that there's a huge amount of repertoire that has been arranged for a solo harp or for like 3 parts or 4 parts, which we mostly play. And I've done a lot of arranging for the ensemble specifically. And Katie Cosgrove, who's here with me today, has gotten into arranging also, as has Claire Breidinger. So I encourage people to do what I call noodling, which you have to admit it's improvisation, but very on, like the second lesson often, I'll get them, for several teaching reasons, I'll get them going with that. Katie has done some wonderful compositions. I wish we had a recording of those, Katie.
We're working on it.
So, Katie, how did you start playing harp?
Well, I stumbled into it a little bit. As a child, we had a Christmas record of music boxes, which I just loved and played endlessly. But I started on piano. I went to flute. Then I played guitar for a lot of years. So this is actually my fourth instrument. I had asked for a harp or dulcimer for Christmas from my husband, and he gave me a small lap harp, which I outgrew quite quickly because it's 26 strings. There's only so much you can play on it. And I just haven't stopped. I think I agree that it's a little bit of a calling. You just sit down, and it just fits with what you feel. But the beauty about the harp, in, for me, almost anything you play on it sounds beautiful. Even the bad notes and the dissonance sound good in a way. And I've actually used some of that in my compositions because it makes an interesting tension. So it's just...
Maybe that's why they play them in heaven.
Well, maybe so. It's just, it's to me, I've found it, it is my fourth instrument. It's the most accessible for me that I've played. Technically, each instrument has its own easy things and hard things. But this one just, you just can make so much beautiful music, whether you're playing something someone else has written, or you're noodling, or you're trying hard to write something that makes sense. It's just all... And then you have the vibration against your chest, which feels somehow good, too.
Yeah,
therapeutic. It's one of the things I adore about teaching harp, that you can so quickly, like in the first lesson, often show a student how to get beautiful sounds. And it's because of the resonance of the instrument. We have beautiful, beautiful instruments.
And it's very linear. You have the scale just coming up the strings. And it's very easy to understand what a third is and what a fifth is, and to play your octave and to play notes two octaves apart. It's just visually right there in front of you. A little, I think it's easier to see than a piano, certainly a guitar, which is...
Yeah,
a very
different
thing. Yeah, so...
Yeah, because there's one note per string, unlike
yes.
the guitar.
And it is laid out just do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. The red strings are Cs, and we have green strings that are Fs. So
and so
that's how you
Are they
know.
All different colors, or are those the only two that
those
are?
Those two.
Ah, interesting.
And that's easy. It's how you navigate your way through
right.
the strings. They're very much a landmark for you as you're playing.
Right. Otherwise, especially for a beginning player, I suppose it would be incredibly difficult. Now, what are some of the skills that you develop as time goes by? I mean, first of all, do you get calluses?
You don't. You don't. People expect that.
I have little ones.
Do you have little ones, Katie?
Yeah.
Well, I never have.
I'm playing a lot. Well, what does that mean?
You
I'm
can.
I'm playing it wrong.
Yeah.
What are the strings made of?
Mostly nylon, but there are harps with gut strings, and the lower strings tend to be metal wrapped in nylon.
Okay.
And they also make gut strings, which are a combination of silk and gut, which I think probably makes them stronger, not break as easily as the gut strings do. But gut strings have a very different sound, I think.
And
yes.
So many guitar players play with their fingernails. You don't.
No.
And I play classical, so I could have used... I had nails on one hand, and the hand on the fret, you don't have nails. But,
right.
you know, I did use nails on the...
On your guitar.
Hand.
So does that mean that if you have to kind of make a choice between playing the harp or playing the guitar because of the nails?
Yes.
Well, a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It does. I had one student who really quit for that reason. She was into fashion, and she was a designer, and she had great big old long nails. You know, like half inch.
No harp playing for her.
Right.
So you are playing a Christmas concert coming up, and you've got many harpists in your ensemble. What is that like to coordinate to where, I mean, I would imagine that if you're not really tight, you've got a big mush of happy harp sound. What does it take to play in the ensemble?
The beauty of the ensemble is that we play, like a choir, different parts. And so we can accommodate a lot of different levels of player. If you're just beginning, you can play open fifths, you can play just a simple melody, you can maybe play a few notes in the bass, which is pretty much where I started, although I'm always pushing to play melody. But and then as you get more experienced, you can take on the more difficult parts. And it's very nice when there's six of us for this concert, but sometimes there are more, and if you have two people playing the same part, you have what I call coverage, so that if you have a moment where you don't quite hit the right strings, somebody else does, and it all seems to work out. And we practice. So we work a lot on trying to get especially the starts and the finishes together, and you have to look at one another. And
right. Yeah. It's just that happens, hopefully, in rehearsal, that you play enough that we get in sync. I do not stand in front of the group and direct.
Because you're playing.
I am playing. So I am in the middle of the group. But, the only time we've had direction is when we've done our Christmas gig at First Presbyterian Church, which we've done 3 years, I guess. We're not doing that gig this year because we're doing Christmas at the Palace. But then Linda Rainey's out there in front because we did that with her bell choir. So harp and bells is a fun thing, which we'll probably
literally
do again
bells?
Next year. The handbells, like a lot of choirs are doing these days.
Okay.
So it's a very heavenly sound.
Especially in the church.
Yeah.
Which has the space and
right.
Yeah,
acoustics.
Harps, bells, but the cathedrals.
Yes.
And the angels fluttering around.
Right. And I wanted to be sure and mention that we expect to have Deborah Demansky with us when we play the Palace for Christmas at the Palace.
So she will be singing.
She will be singing. She is a harp student of mine.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It sounds like people who play the harp tend to play other instruments. Is that often the case?
Not so much. Katie is the exception to a lot of rules.
Well, both of you are. And Deborah, if she's a harp student, I mean, her instrument
yes.
being the voice.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. She has a glorious voice. That's really beautiful.
Yes, we did that a couple years ago. We played Christmas at the Palace, and Deborah sang O Holy Night with the harp ensemble, which was pretty darn heavenly. Yeah.
She sang Silver Bells, too, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is there a lot of dynamic range possible in the harp? In other words, between the loudest and the softest, is there a lot of difference? Like on the harpsichord, there's none. Right.
Right.
And on the piano, there's a huge amount.
No, we can do by pulling the strings back before you play, you get a louder sound.
And it is possible to twang your strings, which is not a pleasant sound. It's one of the only unpleasant sounds the harp makes. I, of course, have never done that.
Now, do you have different... You were talking about the concert harp and the folk harp. Do you have both of those types of instruments in your ensemble?
No, we don't. Some ensembles around the country do. But we've never had a concert harpist want to play in our ensemble. They tend to be more involved in exclusively the classical world, and we play...
Or jazz. Some jazz harpists.
Yeah, right. And we play many different kinds of music. So we have our youngest member of the ensemble, Claire Breidinger, is playing the theme from Linus and Lucy, which is such a charming piece. And she'll be playing that solo because she goes so fast, none of us, including me, can keep up with her.
Is that right? Is it a teenage harp player?
She's 13.
She's been playing since she was six?
Yes.
Ah, another
long time
young
student.
Person called to the harp.
Yes.
Is it more of a, a lady thing? Are there equal numbers of men and women playing the harp?
I would say it's more women attracted, though many, if you look overall at the national scene, we have so many harp conferences going on, and I would guess something like a third of the presenters at those conferences are male, but yeah.
And the men I know that play the harp are all playing the pedal harp, and I don't know what that signifies, if anything, but...
Now, the pedal harp, is that the concert harp?
It's a concert
yes.
harp, yes.
Oh, okay.
It's how you change your sharps. Each note has a pedal at the bottom of the harp.
Whereas...
you press it with your foot, and that changes your tone, your half tone, gives you your sharp.
But on the folk harp, it's not...
It's all manually done by raising a lever.
Levers,
ah,
yeah.
So your hands are super busy.
They can
super
be.
Because you can't... There's no foot action.
Right. But most tunes that are arranged for harp don't need to have a lever change. If you play in one key, stay in that key, keep your chords in that key, you don't have a lever change. And we have some sneaky ways to cope with that if we don't have time, because the music is such a fast tempo, to do the lever change.
So the concerts coming up are this Sunday, the 7th of December, at Collected Works Bookstore from 2 to 5. And you're going to have the whole ensemble in the bookstore?
Yes.
And you'll be playing Christmas music and holiday music. And then once again, Friday, the 12th of December, at the Palace of the Governors at 6:30. And you have a few, a lot of Christmas songs, and I guess a few Hanukkah songs as well.
Yes. And both popular and the traditional religious songs.
Are there any other, is it pure harps or is it total harps, or are there any other instruments in the group as well?
We do have a good bit of percussion, which my husband plays. He came to me, he was my second student, and right after I'd been talked into teaching, some say I lost my boundaries, but at some point we did begin dating, and he's now my husband. So
I think you get a pass for that.
He's still in the ensemble, so, and as well as doing a lot of harp hauling.
Yes.
Very valuable.
It's
thing.
Good to have a harp porter. I don't have
are
to
these
have
things,
one.
How heavy are they?
About 50 pounds. The full size 36 string is what most of us play.
And so how do you get them around? Are they on wheels?
You can do that.
You can do that.
Dollies.
I find most of the time I just carry it, you know, and just, you have to keep working out so you stay strong enough. It could be worse. It could be a pedal harp.
So on the other hand, you could still be playing the flute.
I could. And the trouble with the flute is if you make a mistake and start laughing, it doesn't work. So...
But we
I had a problem with that.
We occasionally have flute envy.
Yes, and we occasionally have a recorder that plays with
yes.
us.
Yes, Charlie
some
Drobeck
of the Renaissance.
Has played with us mm-hmm. quite a few times.
What are the traditions that have the most harp music in them? I mean, you talked about Celtic harp, but is it... I mean, it seems like harp has been played in so many different cultures, east, west, north, and
yes.
south, all over the globe.
All over the globe.
And it's been around, you can go back to the lyre in Greek civilization. I mean, there's been some form of a string instrument like this for a very long time.
But the Western tradition, are there certain countries or periods or composers that are particularly harp intensive?
There's certainly a Renaissance now.
Well, and I think most people, when they think of the folk harp, they think of the Gaelic tradition, which is Ireland and Scotland, and there's also a pretty strong tradition in Wales. And there are some differences in songs and how they play, and there's a lot of... it was a way to pass on, especially during the time when there was oppression, it was a way to pass on information and a way to pass on. So it's been an interesting instrument historically. I don't know that much about it.
But what do you mean a way to pass on information?
Embedded in the words of the song would be something that would be included to another person, or it'd be how women could talk about childbirth perhaps to other women and other facets of society. It just became, you know, I think this is in a lot of cultures, African drums, which go beyond the sheer pleasure of listening. They have other functions, and
yeah.
I think that's human nature in a way to
send messages, coded or otherwise.
Not so much that you're sending messages, but it was a way of recording history, recording feelings, recording things that were important within a given culture.
And the communicating feelings is something that I'd say we emphasize, to always be with the music that you're playing and play with expression that tells people you're there and you're wanting to give them something, which we always hope to uplift ourselves and our audience.
Well, I want to thank you very much for being with us, Linda Larkin and Katie Cosgrove of High Desert Harp. Now, do you have a website if people would like more information?
Yeah, on my website is some information. We haven't gotten organized to get our own. But, if you Google my name, you'll get
Linda Larkin Harp.
Yeah, and Santa Fe Harps.
Excellent. Well, thank you both very much for being with us on the Radio Cafe. And
thank
we're going to go out with some more harp music.